Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Sayyiduna Abu Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, whoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening shall gain my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the mindset of attaining the blessings of Ramadan is developed by adopting the company of devotees of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who are associated with Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political religious movement of Quran and Sunnah. Otherwise, bad company leads many people to committing sins, even in the auspicious month of Ramadan. Let me tell you about a singer who was at one time drowning in the ocean of sins, but was rescued by the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. An Islamic brother of Aurangi town, Babul Madina Karachi, has stated, unfortunately, I was a singer. I was ruining my life in musical concerts. I was so heedless that I neither offered salah nor felt guilty about my sins. Fortunately, making individual effort, a responsible Islamic brother convinced me to attend the 3-day sunnah-inspired ijtima held in 1424 after Hijri, 2003 in Sahra-e Madina, near the toll plaza, superhighway, Babul Madina, Karachi. On the last day, we all attended a very passionate and heart-rending dua that made me feel guilty about my evil deeds. I could not control my emotions and bursted into tears, which softened my heart. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I joined Dawat-e-Islami, repented of attending musical concerts and began to travel with Madani Kafila. On 25th December 2004, as I was about to leave home to travel with a Madani Kafila, I received a phone call from my younger sister, who was very sad. She gave me the news of her newborn blind baby girl and told me that doctors remarked that her baby will never be able to see. As she was talking, she could not hold herself back and began to cry. I encouraged her by saying that I will pray for her baby in the Madini Kafila, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. During the Madini Kafila, I made supplications myself and asked Rasul's devotees of the Madini Kafila to pray as well. It was my second day back from the Madini Kafila. I received another phone call from my sister, but this time she sounded extremely happy. She told me that her baby Mahak had got her eyesight. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Amazed, the doctor remarked, they don't know as to how it happened because they didn't have any cure for it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. At present, I am blessed with the opportunity to carry out the Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami as a member of the Alaqa-e-Mashawarat in Babul Madina, Karachi. I am blessed with the opportunity to carry out the Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami as a member of Alaqa-e-Mashawarat in Babul Madina, Karachi. Don't be scared of adversity. Keep your gaze on the divine bounty. Eyesight will be regained. Travel with Madani Kafila, even if the doctor has disappointed you. Don't give up your hope. Travel with Madani Kafila. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see how great the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami is? Many people who were previously wicked are now leading their lives following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. owing to the blessing of joining the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. The aforementioned incident also highlights the significance of traveling with the Madani kafilas, as the troubles and problems of some people are solved due to traveling in the Madani kafilas of Dawat Islami. The troubles and difficulties of the afterlife will also be relieved due to the intercession of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "In Ramadan, my ummah has been gifted 5 such things which were not given to any other Prophet before me. On the first night of Ramadan, number 1, on the first night of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal showers special mercy upon them, and the one upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal showers special mercy will never be punished. Number 2, in the evening, Allah Azza wa Jal likes the smell from their mouths due to hunger, even more than musk. Number 3, angels pray for their forgiveness every night and day. Number 4, Allah Azza wa Jal orders heaven to be adorned for His righteous people and says, soon they will get rid of grief of the world and find solace in my house and my bounties. Number 5, on the last night of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives them all. Standing up, a person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is that Laylatul Qadr? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, no. Do you not see that a laborer is given his wage when he finishes his job? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, the 5 daily salah and salatul jum'ah compensate for the sins till the next Friday, and Ramadan compensates for the sins until the next Ramadan, provided that major sins are avoided. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Ramadan is such a blessed month in which rain of mercy showers upon us, and it is a means of our minor sins being forgiven. Major sins are forgiven by repentance. The way to repent is to mention the sin one has committed and then feel resentment for it in one's heart and firmly vow not to commit it again. Let us say, for instance, that someone lied. He should say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I repent of the lie I have told, and I will not tell lies again. Whilst repenting, he must despise the act of lying and be sincere when he says the words, I will not tell lies again. Otherwise, his repentance will not be valid. If the right of another person was violated, then it is necessary to seek forgiveness from him in addition to repentance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and travel with the Madani kafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with a martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بحق لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.